This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
It's 15 minutes after 7. Stats SA will publish the quarterly labor force survey today. And to talk to us about her expectations for the figures is Mamokgetsi Molopiane, who's a labor analyst. Mamokgetsi, thank you so much for your time this morning. Perhaps before we even get into your expectations for this morning's figures, what was the last figure for the third quarter? And perhaps then let's go into what you think the numbers will look like this time around.
Hi, good morning, and to your listeners. Well, the third quarter's numbers were not exciting, if you recall. We were facing high numbers of retrenchments, and the economy, based on how the economy was performing. So I would say going into this one expects, of course, positive news in the background of a December holiday. We know that during that period, what often happens is that temporary employment increases, holiday employment increases, and that often has an impact on how the numbers come out.
Right. I remember in the third quarter's figures, we had job losses across most of the sectors that were surveyed, including manufacturing and construction sectors, which I think were experiencing the largest quarterly declines. When you look back at 2018, manufacturing and construction, has that always been, the, I suppose, the sticking block when it comes to the job losses?
Oh, absolutely. And for very simple reasons, really, because we know, especially when you look at construction, projects get started, projects get finished. And once projects get finished, the jobs that were created then come to an end. The same with manufacturing. Certain products are put out in the market. And once that is created, often employment comes to an end. But also in terms of demand, in manufacturing, I still say it's a bit unfortunate that government is spending so much trying to resuscitate our manufacturing sector when, in fact, in reality, it will never reach the levels of Asian countries. However, it is still one of the key sectors of our economy. I guess that's an argument they can always make. But yes, those two sectors will always have topsy-turvy employment in that most of them have high-value projects that require urgent employment and bulk numbers of employment. But when those projects are completed, obviously there's no need no reason for the employers to keep those workers.
What's your overall assessment of the domestic labor market dynamics, so to speak, and perhaps also what can be done to drive those employment gains that we so desperately need?
You know, I write in my regular column on MoneyWeb about labor inequality and unemployment in South Africa. And one of the challenges I think that we have is the demand, the mismatch between the demands of the private sector and the skills that is out there. But also at the same time, the challenges obviously are always going to be, besides that, about income inequality in the labor market, and that often drives the demand. You have highly, highly skilled people with high wages and very, very low skilled people with very low wages. And often that changes how our labor market performs and how employment is driven. It's a challenge for South Africa. And I often say, until that is fixed and in line with the linked with education, until that is fixed, we're always going to have this unbalanced demand in terms of work and labor, and where there's certain demand for certain skills, and we have a labor that cannot provide that. And it's something that the new government, when I say the new government, post-94 government, has struggled to address and has, to an extent, failed to address. And administrations after administration has struggled to cope or keep up with it, even during times of positive growth in the economy in Mbeki's administration. The mismatch between labor and the skills that are out there often is the result of the high unemployment we are seeing. It's unsustainable, of course. We cannot have such high unemployment continuing year after year.
All right. Mama Kreti, let's leave it there. We'll catch up with you some other time to talk more about the labor market. But that is Mama Kreti Molopiane, who is a labor analyst. Let's have a look at traffic.